I hear that there is a lady out there by the name of Holly that has an awesome testimony to share with us. And we'd sure love to hear it, Holly, if you'll come on and be a blessing to us.
Great. Thank you. Well, I just want to thank you, Dave and Bill, for letting me come on and give my testimony. And a little bit of fear rose up in me, but I was listening to Dave how fear is faith in reverse. So I had to check myself and just go in faith that I'm going to glorify God and give him all the glory. So, well, anyways, I just want to give you a quick testimony. Try to make it short as I can. And then after that, I have a really wonderful praise report. But I guess it basically started when I was 13 years old. I had gotten baptized Catholic. And in my family, no one ever went to church. No one ever spoke of God. But my mom was Catholic. And I think my dad was Lutheran, Protestant. One of those. But they never really talked about religion or God or anything. So my mom said, well, I think it's time, you know, you guys should get baptized. So I was like, okay. So it was my brother, myself, and my sister, and we'd gotten baptized Catholic, and I was going to a Catholic junior high at the time, and then I went on to Notre Dame Academy, which was a Catholic high school as well. So, but I guess growing up, I never had felt love from my family and my dad. He was an alcoholic growing up, so I guess I just never felt love growing up. So I was always searching, I guess, for love in a man. And I had gotten married. I'd met this gentleman in a nightclub. I used to go out dancing all the time. And I met him, and so we fell in love, I guess, what you call it. I was only 21 at the time, so I guess I was really young and naive. And, well, he was Muslim. So I had married a Muslim man, not knowing, you know, what it is to be unequally yoked and what I was getting into as far as marriage and what goes along with all the duties of being married and so forth. But we had been married for a while, and probably I'd say about the first 6 months we were married, his family wanted me to come over to Saudi Arabia because he was the only one here. He'd come here to the States to go to college. And so they wanted to meet me. And they were okay, you know, that I was Catholic, which is sort of rare among, you know, the Muslim families. They, of course, want their son or daughter to marry a Muslim. So to go over to Saudi Arabia, I had to convert to being a Muslim. So I said, okay, you know, because I really didn't know the Lord. I knew of him, and I would pray to him, but I didn't have a relationship with him, basically. And so I said, okay, I'll convert to become a Muslim. So he took me to a mosque, and I converted and did the whole shebang thing. And so I got the certification that said I was a Muslim now, which I didn't really care, you know, at the time, because I was just trying to get over to Saudi Arabia to meet his family. But it was amazing that I think back now in my life, all the things I've went through and experienced, that I actually went over to Saudi Arabia, and I went over to Mecca, and I was all covered up and dressed in their clothing and had my face covered, and I did the whole thing. And so I went to Mecca, and I got to walk back and forth how they walk in this huge, beautiful mosque building. I don't remember what you call it, what the name is, but and I got to walk around the black stone, and his mother's like, oh, you know, she was speaking Arabic, kiss the stone, kiss the stone. Well, I didn't know what it meant or what I was doing, so I kissed the stone, and then they took me inside where I guess there's supposed to be this holy water, Zamzam water it's called, and I got to drink that and taste that. And so anyways, so I got the experience going over to Saudi Arabia. It was a really different culture, and how they stop for prayer, and the gentlemen, I forget what they call them, where they do the calling and their song that they sing, and then that's how you know it's time to pray, and they get on their knees and they pray five times a day. So I got to experience all of that. So when I came back to the States, I couldn't wait to get back. I was just looking for a McDonald's, you know, because I wanted some real food from the States. So besides that funny joke. When I'd gotten back from there, I just felt really empty inside. And I was over at my sister's house. I think it was around the holidays time when I used to celebrate Christmas. And I was inside her house, and she was, you know, a devoted Catholic, too, at the time. And she was really shocked that I converted to Muslim. She was like, oh, how could you do that, you know? And I was like, oh, you know, I just blew her off. But then I was walking from the bathroom, and on her wall, she has this picture of Jesus on the cross. And I was like, I just stood there and looked at it, and I just started to cry. I'm sorry. But, because I was like, man, how could I deny, you know, what he had done for me? And so, sorry. So after that night, like weeks later, I think we had met some Christian friends, and they had invited us to church. And I remember I was talking to this lady. It was this really nice black lady, and she was talking about Jesus, and I was telling her, you know, we just came back from Saudi Arabia, and I converted Muslim, and she's like, oh, honey, she's like, you know what, you need Jesus. I mean, just the way she said it, and I was like, you're absolutely right. So we were in a room in the back, and so anyways, I said the prayer, you know, to accept the Lord Jesus in my heart, and, you know, after I did that, I felt so good inside. I was like, oh, man, I felt alive again. I felt whole, you know, so I was like, I believe in Jesus. You know, I believe he died on the cross for my sins. But, so after that, I had, you know, gotten saved. And, but it seems like after that day, you know, I wanted to more of the Lord. I was just dying for more of his word and to fellowship with true believers. And but it seemed like the farther I was going that way, the farther my ex-husband was going the other way. We were just like being split farther and farther apart. And after 11 years of being married to him, we got divorced because he had committed adultery too many times to count on my hands. And I'd forgiven him over and over, and I think, you know, there comes to a point where you can only forgive somebody so much that, you know, it gets a little old. And I mean, I forgive him now, you know. I don't let that bitterness stay in my heart. I've forgiven him, and we're friends to this day right now. But and we'd even had went to Christian counseling and really tried, you know, but he had a really strong problem with lust, and it was just time to part, you know, because when you're unequally yoked, it's very, very hard to be married to someone that doesn't believe the same as you. So, anyways, after we got divorced, I had really gone through a hard time of healing and trying to find who I was and just trying to find who the Lord was. And so I started going to this Pentecostal church, and I met this lady. Her name was Mary, and she was basically my prayer warrior. And she was always there for me, always praying for me, and I'll never, you know, forget to this day all the time she'd been there. You know, she really, really loves the Lord, and I thank the Lord that I met her. But she had prophesied that, Holly, she says, in 6 months, you know, you're going to meet your husband, because I was praying to the Lord. I was like, Lord, you know what, Father? I want a godly husband. Please send me one, because, you know, I was going out with friends and meeting different guys, but, you know, I just wasn't finding the right ones that I was looking for. I really wanted to find a man who really loved the Lord and was faithful and was really actually walking it. That was the main thing. I wanted to find a man who was walking in the Lord, not just talking the talk, but walking it. So I decided at that time, I was like, you know what, I needed money, I was on my own now, I need to find a job, I can take care of myself and you know, pay the bills. So I was like, okay, I'm going to become a flight attendant. That's what I'll do. So I signed up for it, and I got to flight school, and I met this girl, a good friend of mine, and at the time she was dating She'd only known him for a month, another believer friend, and it was funny. She's like, Holly, she's like, you've got to meet Fred. He's just a wonderful guy, and he loves the Lord. And so I was like, okay. So she emailed him, and then I emailed him, and then I talked to him on the phone, and he emailed me his pictures, and we talked a little bit. And so anyways, make a long story short, during flight school, we had 3 days off. I think it was like a Labor Day weekend. And like, I was like, oh, gosh, Liz, you know, this would be the perfect time. Let's go fly out to, they were living in New York at the time. I go, let's fly out to Syracuse to meet these guys and, you know, meet them in person. So we went on faith, and we flew out there, and I met Fred, which who I'm married to right now. And so we've been together ever since. So I praise the Lord that I found that he'd given me a wonderful husband who truly loves the Lord. But I just wanted to say that it was through Fred, you know, that the Lord drew me out of church. It was funny because the whole time I was married to my ex-husband, I was like, oh, gosh, you know, we need to go to church. We need to go to church. And then when I met Fred, he didn't go to church. So I was like, I found that really strange. I was like, you don't go to church? And he's like, no. And so then, and then he told me about Christmas and all these things that I'd never known my whole life. And I was just in shock. But you know what? I accepted it because I truly love the Lord and I feared the Lord and I wanted to please the Lord. And I find there's not very many people out there who are willing to obey God's word. And so that comes into, you know, me wanting to find fellowship with other believers who are like-minded people. That's what Dave was talking about tonight. It's very, very important to have people to fellowship with who are like-minded, who believe like you. It makes such a difference in everything. So, anyways, my husband had been listening to the Prophecy Club at the time. That's where he found out about Dave Eales. And so ever since 2 years ago, we've been listening to Dave. And, but, you know, we moved out here to Delaware. And I was really praying to the Lord. I was like, Lord, I really, really, please, Father, bless me with some people I can fellowship with, you know, because it's getting lonely out here, and I feel like I'm all alone. I don't have anyone to talk to who believes. And I listen to Dave, you know, faithfully every Sunday and Wednesday and get to hear everyone's testimonies. And I was like, Lord, please, I need somebody to fellowship, somebody to physically talk to, you know. So I got and saw that he had his MySpace page. So I was like, okay, great. I'm going to get on to MySpace, and I'm going to meet some fellow believers who believe like we do, and that'll be, you know, a start for me to meet some people. So I got on there, and I've been meeting some really wonderful people, and I'm very thankful. And I just want to say I have a really, really great praise report to try to finalize this. I know I'm going too long. But, for the past couple of weeks, we've just sort of been struggling with money. My husband's job right now, he gets paid by the jobs he does. When he goes out, he cleans, like, kitchen hood and ducts and restaurants. And it's sort of cold right now with the snow and the ice, so it's freezing up the machine and this and that. So the jobs have been sort of slow, so we need to pay the rent. And we needed $300 by the end of this week to pay it. So, mind you, I just met some believers like a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, and this one girl in particular, I got on there, I was listening to Dave, and so I chatted back with her. I was like, oh, I thought, we really need some money. Please pray for us, you know, that God will bless us and that a miracle, that, you know, money will come to us somehow so we can pay our bills, because next week we didn't have any money coming in either. So I got on the chat with another friend of mine on there, and he said to me, Holly, and he's like, why don't you just, you know, give an offering, and the Lord's going to bless you. So I took that as, you know, that was the Lord speaking to me. So I was like, okay, you know what, even though I don't have any money really to give, I'm going to give. I said, I'm going to give $20 to Dave, and I'm going to do it on the, you know, PayPal donations on his website. So I went, and I was like, okay, Father, I'm going to give $20 in faith, Lord, that you are going to multiply this 100-fold, and that is all I have. So, okay, I did it. And I did it in faith. I was like, Lord's going to provide. I have to stand on his word because, you know, man, a God is not a man that he should lie. And so I got back on the chat, and I was talking to my other friend. And so I was beginning to tell her, you know, to please pray for me. And she's like, Holly. And she's telling me that she had a friend who could bless us and give us some money. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. She's like, yep. I don't know if she was chatting with him or talking to him or how it went down, but she said, he's going to send you $1,000. And I was like, are you kidding me? I don't believe it, you know? So I was like, okay. I was just praising the Lord, jumping up and down, you know, going on faith that what she's telling me is the truth and this is going to happen. And mind you, I've only really talked to her for maybe a week and a half now that I've known her, right? But, you know, with God, all things are possible. So I'm waiting today in the mail. And I said to my husband, okay, I said, it's supposed to come. So, you know, when you get it, please call me. I was at work. So he calls me and he's like, Holly, a package came. And I was like, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So I was racing to get home to open it up. So we opened up the package. And whoever he is out there, I just want to thank him. And I just praise the Lord for using this man or woman, whoever it is, for blessing us. Because they sent us $2,000.15 in the mail. Praise the Lord. That's all I have got to say. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because that's paid our rent and paid our bills that are going to be due in the next 2 weeks and put some food on the table. So, you know, you just don't know. Words cannot express how thankful I am and how the Lord always comes through. When we're looking at the giant, when it looks rough and I'm out there crying, panicking, my poor husband, the things he has to go through with me sometimes, you know, because he's the one that's really strong, and I thank the Lord. He's always strong in his faith. It seems I'm the weak one, but it's all good, though. God is so good. And I also wanted to say really quick, too, my girlfriend called me up, this lady I'd met, Sunday night as well. This is another praise report, because I've been looking for a full-time job to help, you know, pay for everything, too. She called me up out of the blue again Sunday night, and she said, Holly, she says, I have a job opening, and I know you're going to get it. She goes, go tomorrow to the doctor's office. She's a chiropractor. She goes, and go in, and you ask him for $14 an hour. She goes, and you're going to get it. So I went the next day, 11:30, took my resume in. I sat down with him, and 3 hours later, he called me and told me I had the job. So praise the Lord. That's all I've got to say. Praise the Lord. So I hope that my testimony out there is, you know, is just touching someone and that I could share. Thank the Lord. That's all I've got to say. So thank you for letting me speak, Dave and Bill. God bless you.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Holly. Thank you very much. God bless you. That was an awesome testimony. Even with that 2015, too. I'm sure a lot of people caught that 2015. Who was that masked man, huh? Glory to God.